Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. My pleasure as always, especially when I get a chance to bring our good friend Ray Keating back on the show. Ray is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, going back to the previous millennia. Yeah, that's right, over 13 years. He's chief economist for the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, SBEcouncil.org, the author of Warrior Monk and his new book, which is Chuck Versus the Business World, based on that, yeah, the TV show Chuck. You'll like that a lot. Ray, thanks for hanging out with us. Welcome back.
Morning, Jim. How are you?
Doing great. It's good to have you back. Hey, Ray, once Chief Justice Roberts found a way to contort and contrive the law that was in front of him, he was able to move over to the other side of the aisle, so to speak, and thus Obamacare became at least individual mandate. Once he deemed it to be a tax, not a penalty, became constitutional and the law of the land. Right.
Right. Well, remember he found it. It's a fascinating opinion. I mean, it really is. I've called it kind of the John Roberts self-destruction opinion. He had a career built on.
Yeah.
I had nothing but admiration for the man because
right.
He had nothing, it seemed, but admiration for the Constitution
mm-hmm.
and judicial restraint. And he just threw it all out the window in one opinion, which was really, I mean, when you're able to step back, it's strangely fascinating. But
I wrote that this would wind that as we look back 20 years from now, this will not be seen as one of his finest hours.
Oh my goodness, that is a gross understatement.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and I wrote that pretty close to the ruling, so the full impact hadn't really wafted over me yet. But anyway, go ahead. So we've got the law now. What do we do with it?
Well, just one thing. I mean, remember, one of the fascinating things is in that opinion, he said, well, it's not a tax, which allows us to, it's a penalty. And that's what Congress said. So that allows us to take this case. And then later in the same opinion, he says, oh, no. It is a tax, and therefore it's okay under Congress's
mm-hmm.
power to tax.
So he set aside the tax. Initially, because if he had said it was a tax in the beginning of the meeting, so to speak, they wouldn't have taken the case because that's not something the Constitution, that's already constitutional, that's not something the court needed to decide.
Right. There's a law that says you can't sue, basically. You
yeah.
can't bring a lawsuit until you actually pay the tax. So,
right.
yeah. So, anyway, but that's just, so it's a strange opinion, to say the least, an activist opinion from a person
right.
who used
it
to...
Sounds like, it sounds like the bullying that the administration and members of Congress... On the Democrat side, some of the jawboning that they did, it sounds like that got to him, doesn't it?
You know, and it's hard to figure out any other explanation, and that's very disturbing. Because now we've seen two of our institutions that we need to be more independent, really invaded by politics. First, it was the Federal Reserve,
yeah,
and now it's the U.S. Supreme Court, and that's very dangerous stuff. On both fronts,
it really is. So now that we've got it, what's the next step? Do we live with it? Do we just kind of take what we've got, or do we try to make adjustments?
Well, I think the ideal scenario is that it's still got to be tossed out. I mean, and that's
everything now, repeal.
Everything now is focused on November. You know, what's going to be the outcome in November? Is President Obama going to be reelected? If so, what's Congress going to look like? You know, is it going to be Mitt Romney winning, and then
yeah.
can we count on him to carry through on his promise?
Is it possible that Roberts was kicking the can down the road, meaning that he said, you know what, if I make the decision to repeal it or to kick this out as unconstitutional, it'll always be on my court that I did that, but if I make this ruling, it'll kick the can down to November 6th, the people will decide, and it'll be on them.
Well, who knows? I mean, you know, when you read that opinion,
he
kind of
says that, doesn't he? In the opinion,
I don't know what the guy was thinking.
Yeah.
Why? Because you know, again, it's.
But he mentioned the people in his decision.
Oh yeah. Oh, and ultimately, you know, the Supreme Court's right. The people can make, will make decisions. And absolutely right. But his job is to take the law and look at it as it pertains to the Constitution.
Do you think this will get the anti-Obamacare people more riled up to vote and to contribute than it would have if it had been struck down?
Well, I think you've got so many factors. Yes, I think it will. But I think you've got so many factors in play above and beyond this that, you know, they're active.
Yeah. Stand by. We're going to take a quick break. Right back with Ray Keating. More to come with our good friend Ray after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.